Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post Weekend Football Postcast. Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon, Dan Childs, and Paddy Power's Wise Owl and Wizard of Odds, Jason Murphy. We're going to look at the EFL Cup, of which there are just three survivors, but after tonight we will know the finalists, and then we will wallow in an orgy of FA Cup action. There are seven live ties as we reach the fourth round stage. So, best bets for a fantastic weekend of football from the experts, and we will start with, like I say, the EFL Cup. And before we look at the second leg of the second semi-final, which is Chelsea versus Tottenham, taking place tonight, which is Thursday, Jason, what's the latest outright betting?
Yeah, so we're ducking Man City at 2-5, and then we're joint best price, Tottenham 9-2 and Chelsea 9-2.
9-2 each of two. Okay, so the game is on a knife edge tonight. It's Stamford Bridge, Chelsea versus Tottenham. What are the 90-minute odds, Jason?
Yeah, so at the moment you can get Chelsea at 4-7 to win in 90 minutes. You can have the draw 11-4, Tottenham 9-2. And then to qualify, we've Tottenham still slight favs at 5-6, Chelsea 10-11.
Mark, you wisely tipped Tottenham to beat Fulham on Saturday on the basis that there was an overreaction to the injury crisis. Since then, as well as Son and Kane, we've now lost Dele Alli. Do you still think there's an overreaction here?
No, I think it probably is justified now. That may be one too many for Tottenham. The way I like this game, though, in terms of a bet, is Chelsea to win by one goal, with no away goal rule in operation. It will go straight to penalties in case of a one goal win after 90 minutes. And I think that it's a really big run-up for this game. Chelsea, last four Premier League wins have all been by one goal. They didn't register Higuain in time to play. So they've still got their own issues, Chelsea. And I do wonder if Chelsea get in front with 20 minutes to go, the mindset of both teams, I don't think you can really push for the winner. So it could get a little bit cagey. I just don't really see where Tottenham are going to hurt Chelsea.
No, it's a difficult one, this, isn't it? How will Poch try and mitigate for the fact? I think he's lost 65% of his goal sources with those three.
Yeah, I think there is the boost of Lucas Moura's, you know, back in contention, so he might come in and offer a counter-attacking threat that he didn't have at Fulham. But I agree with Mark. I struggle to see where the goals are going to come from for Spurs. Chelsea as well have had their problems scoring. I would edge towards Chelsea getting through, but they, you know, they are a goal down from the first leg and don't score many. So,
and also, Dan, this thing where Sarri's come out and said they're hard to motivate. I mean, you're dicing with death there, aren't you? Because
it can go one of two ways,
can't it? We saw Mourinho was run out of town for criticising his players, and it's a risky game to play, that, isn't it?
But I think the strongest opinion you can have here is that there aren't going to be that many goals. I think if Chelsea get to 1-0, I agree they might not be too, you know, desperate to, you know, they'll be thinking about, you know, we can have penalties as well as a fullback. If they get the 2-0, even then with under 2.5 goals, they're going to sit on it. Have Spurs got anything, you know, in their armoury to break them down? So I just think that's for a shade of odds on, which is what it is, under 2.5 goals is a really good bet.
So Mark likes Chelsea to win by exactly one goal. Dan likes under 2.5 goals. JCH, what's your view of a good bet in this game?
Yeah, I think Chelsea, just to win in 90 minutes, just to build on what Mark said, if it is level with 20 minutes to go, then Chelsea, you'll get a bit of value. It'll have to push on to get the goal and get the win in 90 minutes. I think Chelsea wore the better side at Wembley. It was that debatable offside that led to a penalty that got Spurs a win, but Chelsea wore the better team in that match. Spurs have beaten Chelsea twice this season, but the goals to score to win both those games was Kane, Alli and Son, and like we said, they're all missing as well. So I just think Chelsea to win in 90 minutes is probably the bet for me. If you're looking for a first goal scorer, Hazard playing up top, it hasn't really worked for him. If he took penalties out of his goals, he'd only be in for about 0.31 of an expected goal per 90 minutes. So I'd be tipping up Pedro as first goal scorer. There's 15-2 out there on him. He's about 0.36 expected goals per 90 minutes, not including penalties. And Pep Guardiola called it back in 2011 when he was at Barcelona. He said Pedro is as good a finisher as Messi when he's in the box. We've seen it with his goal against Newcastle. He controlled it with the right, little chip with the left. And he makes those runs coming in off the wing, in behind the defence, that I think the likes of David Luiz are able to pick out with a pass. He's getting about 2.9 shots per game. So I fancy him to get a few chances here on Thursday night, and I fancy him for a goal. And like it's low scoring, I just back him as a single. Don't worry about each way.
You've got him in for 0.36. I made it 0.34, but whatever. Okay. I love that. I do love the old science of the stats allied to your boys' fantastic reading of the game. Right then, let's get stuck into the FA Cup. and we will do the Friday night game, and it's a real cracker at the Emirates. Arsenal versus Manchester United. Before we look at it though, a quick look at the outright and a summary of the boys' outright fancies. So Jason, take it away. What's the latest cut betting from Paddy Power?
So we've Man City favourites at 9-4, you've Chelsea 5-1, Tottenham been pushed out to 8-1, you've United 8-1, Arsenal 10-1, you've Wolves a bit of value maybe there at 14s, you've Everton 14-1 as well, West Ham 14-1, Brighton 33s, Crystal Palace 35s, Watford 33s as well, and Newcastle 40s.
God, 9-4 favourites at the last 32 stage. Did you put up an original fancy, Jason, or were you not on duty that week when we did the cup?
No, I wasn't here for the third round.
Come then, you can have a fresh go at it. Who'd you like?
Yeah, I'll be honest, there's 11-4 out there on Man City, which looks a little big to me, but I think the value at the moment, there's 12-1 out there on Arsenal, whereas the market has United at 8-1. Now, United are actually slight favs to come through in that tie against Arsenal, but only slightly. So if you take it that Arsenal do win that game, there is value in the 12-1. The fact United will be over it, Liverpool are already over it as well. If you're looking for a bit of each way value, I think Watford at 40s might be worth a bet just because they're possibly the best of the rest in the league. They've a game against Newcastle, but I think they'll get a result there against Newcastle. So a bit of each way, Watford at 40s for a cup run.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Brighton. Go on, Brighton. Bastards. That didn't feel right. I need a shower. Mark, who do you fancy for the cup?
I put Tottenham and Watford. Tottenham obviously have got a difficult one now with all the players out at Palace. I mean, I think if I was having a fresh go, Chelsea got Sheffield Wednesday at home. I mean, I feel like Sarri might need to win something this season, yeah, because the pressure feels to be building. I think Higuain makes a difference to them up front. They have beaten Man City this season, so maybe them.
Will Steve Bruce have deigned to return from the Caribbean to manage Sheffield Wednesday in time for that?
I think we're only on day two, aren't we, as we speak. So not unless England can bowl them out twice pretty quickly. I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay, so you're going to go Chelsea. Dan?
I've got four teams that I think are a little big. Two of them we've already mentioned. I think Arsenal and Watford are quite big. I think Palace, given the problem Spurs have got at the moment at 33s, might be a 40-1 actually. I think Palace might be a decent bet. And the real outsider, because you've lost at least two big six sides with the Arsenal playing Man United, Liverpool already gone. You know, with the draw, there could be a route with a lucky draw for a lesser team to go far. So I just thought Bristol City at 250-1, they're home to Bolton in the next round. That's to get into the last 16. If you get a bit of luck with a draw, I just thought it was a little bit overpriced.
Blimey, I've got another five reach.
We've got the semis of the League Cup, didn't they? Only last year.
250s, that, Mark?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking maybe Derby, who Lampard seems to be taking it very seriously, but you just always feel that if they get a Premier League team away from home, once the team start taking it serious, it could be good night.
Talking about taking it seriously, Mark, do you get the feeling there's a slightly more positive vibe about the Cup this year? I just felt like the crowds were up for the third round. There was slightly fewer weakened teams. I've got an encouraging feel about the Cup this year.
I mean, I just think that it can't live up to what it can't live up to what people thought of it before.
No, it can't.
And then, I mean, that's probably its biggest problem is that people, are longing for days that just don't exist anymore.
No, that's exactly right. But if you take it that there is a more, let's say, apathetic modern day view of it, in comparison that, it just feels like it could be a better cup this year.
Yeah, I feel like it's about the same as the last few years, really. I quite like it, but not as much as some.
Good. Right then, let's get stuck into the seven live ties that are taking place over the weekend. Starting, like I say, 7:55. It's on BBC One. It's going to be a cracker. Arsenal v Man United. Jason, what's the latest?
Yeah, so we've Arsenal slight favourites in the 90-minute market at 6-4. The draw, 12-5. United, 13-8.
And presumably, having tipped Arsenal to win the Cup, you're going to go with them to get through here?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. I'm really looking forward to it. Friday night, we all have a few drinks. I think Bellerin is a bit of a loss for Arsenal. United, Shaw might be missing through illness, but basically both these teams, if they want, they can go and win this game. I do like Arsenal's home record this season. They've won 9 games out of 12 in the league, and very good performances to bet Chelsea and Spurs at home. And they played against Liverpool as well, finished 1-1, but I thought they were good in that game, especially in the second half. So I just think if Arsenal want, they can go and win this game. But United under Ole, it has turned the corner. It is better than what it would have been. We actually paid out on Solskjaer after the bet Spurs to be manager on the first day of next season, and he's favoured again in the market now at the moment. But for me, I'm going to sit on the fence and just back the score draw just because the price there at 7-2 looks tempting. But like I say, either team could go and win it. If you're looking for a goal scorer bet, Lacazette, he's been outperforming his XG. He's got eight goals this season already. He is a hell of a finisher. There's 11-2 out there if he starts. One that, you know, the way stories always crop up in football, if you wanted Sanchez, there's 7-1 out there, first goal scorer. He was on the bench last week. One of the boys did the stats on it, and we reckon for every shot he's had on target since coming to United, it's cost United $1.2 million, so he owes us a few goals. But yeah, like I said, really good game, really looking forward to it. And whoever comes out of it does have a very good chance of winning this cup.
Okay, that would be a real who else job, wouldn't it, if Sanchez scored, wouldn't it? Yeah, who else?
Well, I suppose Mkhitaryan on the other side of that. I think Bruce, Arsenal draw no bet. I mean, Jason mentioned Arsenal's home form. If you go back to last season, even under Wenger, those final days, they've actually only lost two of their last 26 at the Emirates, and that does include a number of big performances. One slight negative is Aubameyang doesn't tend to do it in these big games, played 12 matches against the Big Six and failed to score in 11 of those. But I just feel like home advantage maybe not being factored in enough here.
I thought that Lacazette goal the other day was very underrated. You know, when it was like a Bergkamp first touch, yeah, when he got it absolutely where he wanted, one more touch and then buried it. I thought it was really impressive. Dan, what do you think is going to happen here?
I totally agree with Mark. I've got exactly the same tip. Arsenal draw no bet. I think their home form is much underestimated. Had the loss to Man City, didn't they, right at the start of the season? Since then in the Premier League, I know they lost to Spurs in the League Cup, but in the Premier League, no defeat at all. 9 wins, 2 draws, including, as we mentioned, them great performances against Spurs, Chelsea and Liverpool. Man United's revival, you can always compare it to Arsenal in that I think the market is overreacting to it. A little bit like when Arsenal won 11 games in a row earlier this season, 22 unbeaten, a lot of them games weren't that difficult. United as well, in this run, the only difficult game they had at Spurs, they were actually quite fortunate in that game. So I think there's a bit of an overreaction in the market. Arsenal draw, no bet for me.
Palace fans tipping Brighton, Tottenham fans tipping Arsenal winning. A quick lie down. Back with Saturday games next.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Okay, there are not one, not two, but three live FA Cup fourth round ties on Saturday. Really looking forward to this. And we start at 12:30 with Accrington Stanley. Who are they against Derby County? It's live on BT Sport. Jason, how do Paddy Power bet?
Accrington Stanley 7-2 to win in 90 minutes, to draw 5-2, and Derby attempting 8-11.
Dan, are you tempted by Derby?
I'm very tempted by Derby. They're on a good run at the moment, only 2 defeats in 11 at the moment, but putting some great performances in the cups, knocking Manchester United out in the League Cup, narrowly losing at Chelsea. Now they knocked Southampton out in the FA Cup. Lampard, I think, loves the FA Cup, is going to pick a strong side. And Accrington, no goal in their last four league games, and they're only 5 points away from the relegation zone, so they might be having, their minds looking towards other things. Also, a link to their form dropping off since the new year. They've lost three of their key loanees, goalkeeper Connor Ripley, centre-backs Michael Ihiekwe and Nick Anderton have gone back to their parent club. So that's affecting them, I think. Derby for me.
Derby for Dan, I guess, Jason, from what you said when you were reading the prices out, it's Derby for you too.
Yeah, Accrington, they've lost five of their last seven games. The only win was third round against Ipswich, and Ipswich hadn't won a game in the FA Cup in about 10 years. Derby, they went full strength against Chelsea in the League Cup, albeit they lost 3-2. And in the replay against Southampton, I thought they looked near full strength as well. And in both games against Southampton, they were twice 2-0 down and came back to stay in the tie and stay in the cup. So Derby, they've no game for another week either. So I think Lampard, he'll take it seriously. So he'll be back in the Derby win at 8-11. If you're looking for a goal scorer watching the match, Harry Wilson, he's 7-1 first goal scorer. But if you want to have a look at him to score outside the box, he's got 12 goals this year. 9 have been outside the box, including 5 free kicks. And the boys on the specials team here in Paddy Power, they're very good at, the reaction and putting up topical specials in play and pre-match. And that Wilson goal against Southampton actually was a bit of a loser for us, but the boys had it priced up there 40-1 in play. So just have a look at his price to score outside the box once it becomes available. But Derby win is definitely a good one to start today.
Fantastic. Mark, you weigh in with the lads?
Yeah, full house. I mean, Akron, Dan mentioned some of the key loanees. They've lost 2 wins in 13 in the league. They've knocked out of the Football League trophy as well. That Ipswich game really has been the only sort of bright spot for them in a while. And Lampard is a proper football man in the FA Cup.
And I mean, he might carry a bucket out with him, and wear shorts.
He's very old school, and I think the FA Cup does mean a lot to him. And I think you saw that against Southampton.
Who is the ultimate proper football man in the game at the moment?
David Pleat, would he be?
I think Ray Lewington.
Ray Lewington,
he always wears shorts.
Stevie Coppell was a proper football
But I just love the way you see him out there in all weathers, in his shorts, with bucket.
I've been to Millwall a few times, and Coppell's always, whenever I've been to Millwall, Coppell's just there, like on a, I'm not jolly, just, you know, he's just taking in the game.
Looking all solemn as he watches it. Right then, our next live game, producer Rob's all excited about this. He'll be down Spoons at midday, down Surrey Quays, getting on it with his mates, because it's Millwall v Everton. It's going to be proper naughty. How do Paddy Power bet?
Yeah, so we've Millwall 7-2, the draw 11-4, and Everton 4-6.
Does that 4-6 Everton do it for you, Mark?
No, I'd rather bet Derby at Accrington than Everton at Millwall, just because they're out of form, just confidence is low, and that always, I mean, it is what I'm looking for in a team that's vulnerable. I think is when, you know, that maybe the fans are starting to turn on Marco Silva, and they look dodgy from, I mean, Pickford looks particularly dodgy at the moment. I think set pieces could be where Millwall get their joy. So I'm looking to back the two centre-halves in the anytime goal scorer market. Cooper and Hutchinson sounds a bit like a sort of 90s cop show, doesn't it? Cooper's got 5 goals this season. Hutchinson hasn't got any, but he does get his head onto it. And Millwall, very strong at set pieces, and Everton are not. So, that's the way I'd be looking to play it.
Cracking atmosphere for this one, Dan.
Cooper's an absolute monster as well, isn't he? I mean, he's a fantastic in the air. I would go on the match result. I can sense a shock here. I think back to Millwall, that cup run of 2 years ago, they knocked 3 Premier League teams out at the Den, didn't they? Bournemouth, Watford and Leicester were all beaten there. A lot of the players, they don't have a big turnover there, still very, very similar squad. A lot of players will remember those victories. And Everton, I just think they're very flaky at the moment. Even the win over Bournemouth, I thought they were fortunate. I think
they won't fence it, will they? It will be a proper amphitheatre.
I look back to the Southampton performance. I just think at the moment, they're a bit there for the taking at the moment, and I think Millwall overpriced.
What are you expecting, producer Rob?
Everton don't want it. 2-0 Millwall.
2-0 Millwall. Okay. What about you, Jason?
Head to dampen the boys. They're out there now on Saturday, but I think Everton, it is a tricky game for them, no doubts, but I'd expect the class to come through. Everton in the last round were at home to Lincoln and Marco Silva. He played a pretty strong 11. Richarlison, Gomez and Coleman on the bench, but outside of that, it was, you know, nearly full-strength team. And Everton have no injury concerns coming into this. They play Huddersfield next week, so they can really prioritise and go on a cup run. So I do agree, though, 4-6 is probably a bit short on Everton. So there is maybe a bit of value in the Millwall price if you want to back it. For a goal scorer, though, I'd be tipping up Sigurdsson. There's 6-1 out there. He's got 9 goals this season already, scored last week. He's on free kicks, he's on penalties. He's averaging about 2.5 shots per game. So he'll get a bit of value out of that 6-1.
OK, look, talking about proper football, man. Wally Downs. AFC Wimbledon manager, and he was on the payroll at West Ham for a bit, wasn't he? I think he was coaching away when Big Sam was there, I think, wasn't he?
Quite possibly.
Sure,
I mean,
it
feels like it's the sort of thing he would have done.
Anyway, so Wally's Wimbledon take on West Ham at 7:45, and it's live on BT Sport. Should be another cracking game. Will there be a shock? Jason, take us through the prices and then tell us how you foresee this game.
Yeah, so we've Wimbledon priced up 11-2, the draw 16-5, and West Ham 4-9. Wimbledon came through the last round away at Fleetwood. It was a last-minute winner, whereas West Ham, that played pretty much a full-strength team, got a 2-0 win at home. West Ham do play away at Wolves on Tuesday, and, you know, there's a lot of issues over Hernandez, over Arnautovic. It's hard to know what team West Ham put out. But having said that, Wimbledon, they've only 1 win in 6. They've drawn 2 and lost 3 of their last 5 league games. And they're favourites to go down out of League One now at this stage. Look, they'll be up for it. They'll give it a go. But I just think West Ham, regardless of what team to put out, should be too strong for Wimbledon here. Andy Carroll, if he starts, there's 4-1 out there. I'm not sure. Lucas Perez might be back as well. Might be have a look if he starts. But I think there's better bets out there on the day. Maybe have a look at the goal scorers, depending on who starts up front for West Ham.
Mark, what do you like?
West Ham minus one. Wimbledon's last two matches have conceded 20 shots on target. That's not good in any kind of language. They were battered by Barnsley and Fleetwood. I'm not really that fussed about what West Ham forwards play. I think whoever's selected, you know, should be able to fill their boots. Yeah, West Ham minus one.
Dan?
Yeah, I'm very, very strong. West Ham, stick them in your hackers. I'd go West Ham, double result at 6-5. Odds against, good for me. Wimbledon, 8 points from safety at the moment in League One on a terrible run. Fleetwood, as Mark mentioned, slaughtered them 3-0 on Tuesday night. And they've got also missing the two forwards, Kwesi Appiah and James Hansen, still injured. So strong West Ham for me.
OK, let's look at the Sunday and Monday live ties next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&C supply 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back, Bruce Millington, Mark Langdon, Dan Childs and Paddy Powell's Jason Murphy. I'll look ahead to two live FA Cup fourth round ties taking place on Sunday starting at 4 o'clock. Palace versus injury hit Tottenham at Selhurst Park. The odds on Palace have shrunk ever since Ali went down feeling the back of his leg. Jason, what's the latest?
Yeah, so you can get Crystal Palace 7-4, the draw 11-5, and Tottenham 13-8.
Blimey, we're almost favourites. Dan, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I think the match prices are about right. I think once you take Ali out as well, he was the guy that I think I mentioned last week could have taken the strain there at the top end of the pitch. There isn't really a great deal else left there for a goal threat now for Spurs. Llorente was awful, wasn't he, at Fulham? You know, must have knocked his confidence quite a bit, that performance. And but I just think that the market move is about right. So I'm looking at the goals aspect. I can see Spurs struggling for goals. I can also see Palace struggling for goals. Spurs are good at the back. Palace have got 7 goals in 12 home games this season. That includes the 1-0 against Grimsby when Grimsby, I think, were down to 10 men.
Do you know, we've scored as many goals in the league at Anfield and the Etihad in 2 games as we have at home all season.
Yeah. They struggle at home. They struggle to break teams down. Better on the counter-attack with a pace. At home, not so good. So low goals for me. Under 2.5 goals, shade of odds on. Good bet.
Jason?
Yeah, I'd be tipping up Palace here. There was one bookmaker had 13-8 for them to qualify, but if, you know, if they're going to do the job, they're going to do it at home in 90 minutes. Look, we know about Tottenham's injury troubles, and I cannot believe how bad Llorente was last week. This man's a World Cup winner. He's played in Serie A with Juve. He's won Europa Leagues with Sevilla, but my God, he was just atrocious. Maybe the own goal knocked his confidence. Tottenham in the last round, they won 7-0 away to Tremere. What I liked about Pochettino in that game was he brought Kane off the bench with 15 minutes to go, just so that the Tremere crowd could say that they'd seen him in the flesh. What he wouldn't give to have Kane back now.
Can I just let Poch know, if he listens to this, that we're desperate to see Vincent Janssen, all the Palace fans. So if he can bring him on with about half an hour to go, that would be fantastic.
One point, yeah.
Palace, look, they got a 1-0 win against Grimsby. They weren't full strength, but Zaha and Townsend still played. I think, you know, Roy should have a go at this. Like, you know, how
Benteke's
many more years...
back.
Oh, well,
what?
The answer
that's
versus
good.
Benteke. Yeah, that's
good.
A heavyweight fight right there. But look, Roy, how many chances has he got left? You know, how many years left managing? He might as well have a go at this cup. And I think at the top prices, Palace is as well at home. You know, the record against the top six, they don't get the results, but the performances are there. Like, they drew with Arsenal this season. They only lost 1-0 to Tottenham and Chelsea, although they were very defensive in that game against Chelsea. But listen, I'll just be back in the Palace win here and see what happens.
Jolly good. Mark?
I'm going to just have a couple of goes at a first goal score. I think it's going to be a tight, low-scoring game. I can't be back in Palace at nearly favourites to beat Tottenham until I see what's happened on Thursday with Spurs and the team. Because if, like, Eriksen and Moura are playing and players like that, I'm not sure I'd want to be on Palace. So one would be Milivojevic of Palace. VAR, of course, in operation for this game. If Tottenham do a bit of the old holding at penalties, that could bring him into play.
Well, Wilf's always... I mean, Wilf generally gets some joy against Tottenham down here, I'm hoping he might be able to maraud. And he's playing back out wide again now, which is great.
And I think just on the Tottenham side of things, I thought Vertonghen at 50s, if you have a look when they play free at the back, he comes forward a lot and has digs from sort of 20, 25 yards and from set pieces where they did win the game at Selhurst. And is Spironi still in goal?
Well, it's either Spironi or it's this new kid we've signed
for. Either way, it's third or fourth choice goalkeeper.
Yes,
there may be an opportunity from distance for Spurs.
Spurs playing a 3 and the wing-backs pushing on may help Wilf to get down the sides
Absolutely. So. Yeah, no, I like that. All good. Right, 6 o'clock, a nice handy one for the Sheffield Wednesday fans. If you wouldn't mind schlepping down to West London at 6 o'clock, you'll get out of there at 8 o'clock. There's a replacement bus taking you away to Bedford. You'll get home at 2 a.m. Nice one, FA. 6 p.m. then, BBC One. Chelsea versus Sheffield Wednesday. What's the latest betting?
Yeah, Chelsea bit short at 2-9, 11-2 to draw, and 10-1 for Sheffield Wednesday to cause an upset.
What do you reckon, Mark?
2-0 Chelsea. We're speaking before the game, of course, against Tottenham. But under 2.5 goals before the Spurs game has landed in 7 of Chelsea's last 8 domestic home games. And that included a 2-0 against Forest. And, you know, I think there's your form line. Higuain probably make his debut. You know, Chelsea, a routine win against an average Sheffield Wednesday side.
Dan?
I'm going to take a chance on the draw here. I mean, they against Derby, looking back to the League Cup when he made a lot of changes, you scraped through that game, didn't they? 3-2. Sheffield Wednesday have improved quite a bit since Josh Lehuke left. They're a bit of a toxic kind of figure there among the fans, wanted him out a long time. They've had 1 defeat in 8 since he's left, so there's been a decent pickup there. And Chelsea, I just think it's a low priority game compared to the one before on Thursday and the game after against at Bournemouth in midweek. I just think they might be a little bit vulnerable. Take a chance on the draw.
And Jason?
Yeah, I think just like Marcus said, you know, a low scoring game. Chelsea have only conceded 19 goals in the league this season and only 9 of them at home. So I fancy Chelsea to win, and Chelsea to win to nil is slightly odds against that 11-10. They did play a reasonably strong lineup to beat Forest 2-0 in the last round. That was kind of Cesc Fabregas' send off. Where Sheffield Wednesday, look, they got through a replay against Luton. I know Luton are one of the better teams in League One. But yeah, I know Chelsea to win to nil, and I wonder if Steve Bruce would be watching it on holidays.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And 7:45, finally, the fantastic weekend of FA Cup action culminates with the Bees v the Bees. It's live on BT Sport.
At the Hive.
Yes, exactly. Barnet versus Brentford. Jason, how do you bet and who should we be backing?
So with Barnet 11-2, the draw 3-1, and Brentford 4-9. Brentford, look, they're unlucky. They've lost Dean Smith to Aston Villa. They've won back-to-back games, though. And look, they came through against Oxford United 1-0 in the last round, and they made several changes in that game. And based on that thinking, I'm thinking they're going to make a couple of changes for this game as well. And as a result, what I'm tipping up is a goal scorer. I'm going with Ollie Watkins. He normally plays a bit wider out on the left, but he played up top against Oxford United through the middle. A 6-1 first goal scorer. He's 7 goals this season, 24 games. I think he got 10 goals last season as well. So I think he's worth a bet as a goal scorer. As for Barnett, look, there's a lot of money on offer here, like, that can make a big difference to the likes of a non-league club. You know, it's, if they win that game, it's just under 200k in prize money. But having said that, I just think Brentford are too far ahead of them, really, as a championship club. So Brentford, probably a bit short, but definitely have a look at the goal scorer markets if you're watching it.
Righty-ho, Mark?
Brentford minus one here. I mean, Barnett did shock Sheffield United in the last round. I'm not so sure about Brentford making loads of changes. I mean, they've got the free week, and I think now they haven't got much to play for in terms of the championship. But they've got quality in both boxes. Jean-Vier at centre-half, Mopay, if he plays through the middle. Their form has coincided with a change in formation, 3-4-3. I think they're much more aggressive now. Got a lot of quality in the final third, particularly. And I think they could be a team to watch in the second half of the season. So, yeah, Brentford minus one.
Dan?
Yeah, in terms of levels, this is the biggest class gap, you know, of the weekend. You've got a three-division gap between these sides. I mean, mentioned about Chelsea, Sheffield Wednesday, one division different, and Chelsea going off 2-9. Well, Brentford 4-9 for me looks a good price. So when you look at that, and they're in good form, 3 wins in a row, 7 games undefeated. I agree with Mark. I think they'll play a strong side. They're kind of no man's land at the moment. 11 points from the drop, 12 points from the playoffs. Why not have a go? My bet would be Brentford half time, full time, 13-10. I think they'll be in control by the break.
Fantastic. Let's get the weekend naps.
This will not be beaten.
I nap Brighton at Bournemouth, and they did the business. They're much shorter when they receive West Bromwich Albion this weekend, but I think they'll win at 10-11. Mark?
Similar price, Juventus away at Lazio. Lazio really struggle in games against big teams. They've only taken 1 point from the top 6 this season. I think there is an inferiority complex. I got it right third time. But they played Napoli last week. Napoli 1-2-1. Napoli at the woodwork 4 times. Juve are struggling on expected goals, but there's a reason why they keep winning. It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, indeed. Dan?
I'm going to go for Forest Green away to Stevenage.
You
in
love
League
Forest
two.
Green,
I do,
don't you?
Yeah. They beat Grimsby 3-0 on Tuesday. Very unlucky to lose at home to Bury 2-1 last Saturday. We were dominant in that game. Unbeaten in six away. There's only 3-point gap between the teams, but Stevenage have got a negative goal difference. The lowest scores among the top 10. I think Forest Green will take them.
And Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to go to La Liga, and we've Eibar away to Leganés. Eibar, if you look at the table, they're mid-table, but their performances this season and expected points would have them in the top six. They've only won one in seven, but they deserve to win at least three of those games from what I've seen looking at them. Whereas Leganés, Pellegrino, who was in charge of Southampton, is their manager, and their talisman was Carrillo, who didn't quite work out at Southampton for him either, but he's actually missing for them as well this weekend. Now, Braithwaite was his replacement, and he scored against Barca last week and did well. But all things considered, I just think Eibar, there's 2-1 out there on them. It just looks too big to me, and I'd be backing them to go and get a win.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, chaps. Some great wisdom there. Hopefully some winners as well. Thank you for joining us. Back next Thursday with another Racing Post Weekend Football Postcast.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.